USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was in Virginia to see off a U.S. Navy ship heading to New York to help with the pandemic response.
Skilled sailors and civilian mariners aboard this ship will provide a critical surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. Their mission will be to care for New Yorkers who do not have the virus but who require urgent care.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing back election dates.
We're supposed to have a presidential primary election that's coming up on April 28th. I don't think it's wise to be bringing a lot of people to one location to vote. A lot of people touching one doorknob, a lot of people touching one pen. So we are going to delay that and link it to an election that was previously scheduled on June 23rd.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
New York City Police Commissioner DeMont Shea says three NYPD employees have now died from the coronavirus.
It is in our heart and it is in our soul to sacrifice, to serve, to fight for you.
A spring storm is turning to the upper Midwest as it triggers life-threatening severe weather and tornadoes in the south-central U.S. Winter storm watches are in effect across portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin as the storm looms in the area. Snow will continue to fall and can reach the ground even when the temperature is above freezing. The same storm will bring strong winds to much of the Great Lakes region. Winds are now gusting as high as 60 miles per hour around the shores of Lake Superior. On Sunday, there's a high wind warning around Lakes Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario. With persistence of above average lake levels, the lake surfaces are largely free of ice, but lakeshore flooding and erosion are of concern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major League Baseball has a new agreement with its players over the postponement of the regular season. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Players agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve their service time in the event that this season is canceled because of the coronavirus, but left open details of what a configured schedule might look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union, players will not challenge the loss of their salaries if no games are played this year. Management will advance $170 million in salary payments over the first 60 days of the original schedule, and that money does not have to be returned if the season is canceled. Player salaries this year are expected to be roughly $4 billion. Management was given the right to cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 2021 to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 levels. Opening day was supposed to be this weekend, but was pushed back to mid-May at the earliest because of the virus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
SeaWorld Entertainment has announced the furlough of more than 90% of its employees due to the coronavirus pandemic. The company has roughly 15,000 employees. Florida is a hotspot for the virus. The economy in Orlando is also hurting because of the closure of other attractions such as Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.